It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Roll Tide, Ron Fowler. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Bo. How you guys doing this morning?
All right, good, good. You know, I hate that I missed the A-Day game. You know how much I love spring football.
Oh, it was great. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. The only thing is, as you go tomorrow to the Golden Moon Sportsbook there, take Alabama the over. Take Alabama the over. That's what the spring game told me. Alabama and the over.
Ole Miss says they're going to have a better football team than you this year. Y'all don't play unless you play in the SEC championship game. I guess you could play in the college football playoff. But Ole Miss fans believe
that.
They're
not really saying that, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, there goes my show prep for today. hey, if you don't mind, get your producer to send me this clip right here. So you're saying Ole Miss people believe that Alabama is going to have a lesser season. They're going to have a better season than the Crimson Tide.
Yes.
I think Lane has taken them about as far as you can take them. You know, I know it's a new playoff era, but, you know, there's a reason why you're, you know, double-digit back-to-back wins. I mean, Lane's done a great job, amazing job, but, you know, you have to realize your place in life. Ole Miss, maybe the 12-team playoff gives you a pathway to get there, but okay. Hey, you can get me back on when I'm wrong, but don't forget now you got Pete Golding still over there hanging out in Oxford.
Well, all right. So tell me about this. You know, people have talked about what y'all lost and focused. Well, one, Saban, but then you had a bunch of players leave. So you feel like the way y'all recruit and then what you've added, I mean, how do you see this Alabama team? Are they legit national championship contenders?
Well, all right. So let me just go back and say this. And I think the example was this year. Okay, look at college football. There really wasn't a dominant team. We thought Georgia was dominant, but they were not dominant when Alabama got a hold of them.
No, they weren't.
And so when you look around college football, I think the problem that I'm having, and I'm trying to coach myself through this, is how we need to adjust to what is good in college football. Like, I think about that Alabama team that we just put on the field. I'm not sure they could beat another one of those Nick Saban teams other than the 2017. That was not a good Alabama team. But somehow they were able to make the college football playoffs. So when you look at it, are we adjusting because of the portal, the NIL, the talent is spread out among a lot of different schools? Are we watching this in college football? I think we are, because I'm seeing a lot less quality in what it takes to be competitive. So maybe, you know what, I apologize to Ole Miss fans. Maybe there is a chance. Maybe there is a chance that the Rebels can get in the conversation, because college football's changed. And when you look at the impact of the second string, if you have an injury now with playing more games, then we're going to have injuries. We're going to have major injuries that's going to impact teams later in the season.
We're sure.
Playing extra games. Maybe college football has changed so much that more people get to see the table. I know 12 is a bigger number than 4. I get that. But what wins now probably could win 3 to 4 years ago.
Okay, Ryan Fowler, 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. What? Tell me about the quarterback position. Whose job is it?
I think it's Jalen Milroe by a pretty decent margin. But I think that's one of, we were just talking about depth a couple of minutes ago. For Kalen DeBoer to keep this quarterback room, now you still got until May the 1st, that midnight when the clock strikes midnight on Tuesday evening when the portal will close. But right now he's been able to keep all these quarterbacks engaged. I didn't think he'd be able to do that. I mean, and I'm still, okay, when does a school that does not, with Rashada going to Georgia, some of those other schools that need a quarterback, do they go behind the fence and tamper a little bit? They try to get Ty Simpson to put his name in the hat. Listen, Ty Simpson had a great spring. Really came on strong the last 2 weeks. I think he put a lot of pressure, but I think competition is a good thing. I mean, I know we've been kind of told in our society that it's a bad thing. It really isn't. So when you think about this quarterback room, Austin Mack transferring from UW. You've also got Dylan Lonergan, a former highly thought of player out of the state of Georgia that's here. He can spin the football. That quarterback room may be one of the most talented out there. So in depth, and I think you're seeing that. I'm telling you, you're going to have more than one quarterback. And you better have a backup. Because look at the NFL. Bo, you follow it. I don't even know the number, but how many starters got knocked out this past NFL season?
No, you're right. Okay, so you've got Milroe. I mean, they can DeBoer, who's unbelievable on the – Kalen DeBoer, Alabama's new coach, is unbelievable on the offensive side of the football. And he can make Milroe that much better of a passer and a thrower?
Well, if he can't, then Ty Simpson will be ready, right? I mean, that's just part. I mean, look at Ty Simpson. I thought he probably grasped it a little bit quicker with what they're trying to do. But spring practice is not designed for a mobile quarterback with a no-contact jersey and one hand or two hands True. Considered down. You're not going to be able to get Jalen Milroe down with that. If he can just become an average passer on the short intermediate throws, the deep ball was there. The percentage was there. It's the short intermediate throws. But it was something about Milroe's confidence that I saw in the spring game that I did not expect. It was and I had a couple of quarterback coaches on to kind of explain, and it was a lot about the footwork and just simple techniques, the mechanics there were much more sound. If he's able to do that in 15 days throughout the summer now we get practice time a little bit, what do they get, like 4 or 5 hours a week, you can work through some of that. Get to fall camp. Yeah, I think he could be productive. I mean, listen, Alabama's got weaknesses as does everybody, but it's something that I think they could be able to manage. This running back room is going to be loaded. So I think they'll be solid on offense. Defense, was pretty much gutted by the portal and NFL departures that you'll see, coming up later this evening or in the coming days in the NFL draft. But defense is going to be a growing pains, I guess, on that side of the football. But offense should be able to carry this team.
All right, Ryan Fowler, 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa, joins us on the Out of Bounds show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, driven by your next Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer, Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson, NFL draft tonight. Who's your favorite Alabama player that will be drafted this weekend? Like, who's the guy that you just really enjoyed watching the last couple of years?
I just like his attitude. Terrion Arnold is a guy that, kind of volunteered to get benched. I mean, he literally said, hey, the guy behind me is better than I am. I mean, how many players do that in the 2024, 2023 cycle? But he did that. Wow, the name escapes me. The guy that went to Philadelphia, Eli Ricks, that came and transferred in. And, he played a very important role in 2022. But, he was behind Terrion Arnold and – you know, that was probably motivation. We were talking about competition a couple of minutes ago, how it makes you better. I think that's Terrion Arnold. You know, if he doesn't get, you know, into that situation, loses his starting job, you know, is he the player that he is today? I think that answer is no. But I think just watching him respond, watching him put the work ethic, is so refreshing. You know, instead of going, well, I didn't get my job, I'm going to hit the portal and I'm going to see if I can get more money. And, you know, he just said, you know what, let me go grab the boots and, you know, a lunch pail. Let's go work on my game. And, you know, later this season, that's the story to me that I will remember from this class. Like I said, probably not Nick Saban's most talented team, but a team that responded when adversity hit. Texas came in, kind of laid it on the tide. Where was this team going to go from there? Well, they go put the, you know, at least in the semifinals and win the SEC, which is, you know, it's a great reflection on Alabama, but it's really a poor reflection on the rest of the schools that they couldn't take advantage of a down year in Tuscaloosa.
No, I agree. Bama and Georgia were down. We're visiting with Ryan Fowler on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, talking Alabama Crimson Tide. Kalen DeBoer is now the coach. Roll Tide. Kalen DeBoer, now the coach. Okay, so what's it like? You weren't allowed to interview Nick Saban or the assistants. You've told the great story about getting Saban, I think, once at SEC Media Days. Since
3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes. Okay. So in how long was he there? 16 years?
17.
17 years.
I got 11 words in 17 years that were not in a press conference in a recorded format. 11 words in 17 years. So, I mean,
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This past year, he doubled it, though. I mean, we doubled it back in, like, October, November. He came out of a room, and he reached his hand out, and he said, "How are you, buddy?" with his hand out. I thought there was somebody behind me. Well, I looked behind me, and I said, "Hey, coach." Little did I know there was a five-star quarterback right behind him. So he was trying to, you know, show his friendliness there. He had the recruiting Nick Saban mindset on.
Did y'all land that guy?
I don't even remember who it was, to be honest.
Okay. No, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's just another five-star for y'all. So it's not
It could have been Julian Sayin that was here for like a cup of coffee and transferred to Ohio State. If I remember correctly, I think that's who it was. It was Julian Sayin.
Okay. All right. What's it like having access to Kalen DeBoer and the assistants now on your show?
You know, you told me a couple of years ago when the late Mike Leach, God rest his soul, was hired in the state of Mississippi with Lane Kiffin, that you hit the lottery. Well, yeah. I've kind of hit the lottery over here. It's Kalen DeBoer, the attitude, the relationship building. You know, I've already had him on multiple times. And when I say multiple times, there's not like an 8 to 10 minute interview. I think I had him on one time, 21 minutes, the other one 19, or maybe it was right at 20. It was a little bit under that. The amount of access that we're getting to defensive coaches, offensive coaches, we're getting everybody. We walk out on the practice field and it's, like, hey, let's promote your program. And you're getting a lot more players. It is different. The biggest problem now is that because Nick Saban only did like one interview with national, Colin Cowherd, Dan Patrick. And he may have done it once every 3 to 4 months. So you didn't have to worry about, okay, did I miss what Nick Saban said? Now you've really got to be able to follow Kalen DeBoer on all these different shows. If not, you miss out. Does that make sense?
Like, sure.
He's making appearances because, one of your callers will call up and say, did you hear Kalen DeBoer say this? Well, it's our job to do that. So he is so much open to this media access. I mean, you're listening to podcast after podcast after podcast, and he just is willing to sell his program. And I've talked with the people out in the Seattle. I don't think it's the Alabama job. I just think this is who his personality is.
Good for him.
To get out. Yeah, no, I mean, from us, from a media perspective, we're the conduit between the fans and the coaches. And he's taking it to the street, and he's doing, like more speaking engagements. He's going out to the community. And Nick Saban did that. I'm not saying he didn't do that.
Sure.
But he really didn't have to. And kind of his logic was, why spend 12 minutes with a local guy when I can go spend 12 minutes with a national guy and, quadruple 10 times the audience, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Those local fans is where the dollars come from. And I think the fans now are more important than they've ever been. I think Kalen DeBoer will benefit by going out and doing all these interviews. And we've already seen that collective go up, 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 simply because I think he's taking his message to the streets.
Yeah. Okay. Ron Fowler is now 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa, afternoon drop.
We may call it DeBoer, like DeBoer 100.9.
Ooh,
if he wins championships, especially if he can beat Georgia September 28th, DeBoer 100.9.
DeBoer 100.9. I like that. Okay. Bama and Georgia in Tuscaloosa on September 28th. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, for our listeners, Jeff Lebby will join us tomorrow morning at 8:30. Jeff Lebby.
Super.
Tomorrow morning, 8:30.
That's Sunday. What I'm talking about. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, these coaches that get that try to hide, and I know, listen, up in Lane, you don't have to tell me anything. I've made my request and get rejected. I used to do a ton of them with Florida Atlantic when he was there because he needed me more than he needs me now.
But, right.
These coaches that refuse to do media availabilities,
yeah,
you have to engage the fans. The fans are the key role now. You, the fan, has more power now than you've ever had. Coaches take advantage of it. They win. If they don't, they're probably not going to win at the level that they thought they could.
Well, okay. So Saban, what's going to be, how much do you think he's going to be around?
I think he will be around for different events. I think he'll have a role maybe as an advisor or consultant or something. But I think he wants to stay out of the spotlight. I think he wants to let
him
more have this program. And I think that's one of the reasons, because they moved him completely out of the football building. And my understanding is that was by his choice. He wanted to not be the guy down the hall to make it convenient.
Good for him.
The players to stop in and go, well, let me – no, I think he wanted to get completely away, and they moved him to the more – I think it's development office over at Bryant-Denny Stadium, which is, a good – 3/4 of a mile away from the football building. I mean, you'd have to take a, another parking area and go into a different zone and all that. So it kind of, makes it that. But I think he's going to enjoy life. But, ESPN College Game Day, I'd love to be in that first meeting when he's not in charge and that little producer tells him, hey, coach, you're going to do it this way, and this way. Okay. I mean, I'd like to see that reaction. When someone's been in charge for this length of time, and now they have to take orders from, some little peon in Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh, I mean, shots fired. I like it. Okay. So is he taking Corso's place?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess he could. But
I mean, McAfee's kind of already done that. So Saban will just do hits when he wants type deal, I guess. Is that what you see, Ron?
But I think he's going to be more of a featured role.
He's so good. I mean, he's magnetic and he's so smart. And he understands the platform, and he's been on TV a million times.
But now Now, as a guy from another state, do you have a problem with that being affiliated? Because there's a media columnist over here. I'll stay nameless because I don't want to promote his stuff. But
Skarbinski?
He wrote an article. No.
Okay.
No. He might be the future of Skarbinski. He thinks he probably is, but he's not. But he's a guy that wrote an article that said, unethical Nick Saban still recruiting for the University of Alabama and also being on ESPN. He wrote it as kind of a unethical decision, a dilemma that he's in. You know, what role can he play being on national television? I guess that's ever been questioned with anybody else, but Nick Saban always kind of gets those questions. But
okay. That's,
I mean, you don't have a problem with Nick Saban still being employed by the University of Alabama and being on the ESPN.
No, I mean, it wouldn't matter if I, no, I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
yeah, and most people don't.
Saban, he's the biggest name. He's not even going to coach this year. He will be the biggest name in college football, period. It will not be Kirby. Look, Kirby Smart has done a hell of a job. It will not be Kirby Smart. You know, it's not going to be Brian Kelly. It's not going to be Ron Day. It's not going to be Steve Sarkisian. I mean, the biggest name in college football this year who will not even be an active coach, but he will be an active participant, as you are alluding to, in that he will be on the biggest stage, will be Nick Saban. He's still going to be the biggest name, the biggest draw, and when he says something, people are going to listen, and that's why Disney ESPN hired him.
I think he authentically cares for the game of college football. I've been saying this for years, that it's not just from Alabama. Sure, his job was at Alabama, but I think he authentically cares about the overall health of the game of college football.
No, I agree. Okay, so Roll Tide, Ron Fowler.
So Ole Miss is going to be better than Alabama.
That's what they're saying over here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. Pete can get them back if they can. Anyway, I'll be nice. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to back on.
Well, it's early. You got all summer to poke the bear. We're going to bring you on.
Ole Miss better than Alabama. I mean, y'all realize how strange that sounds? I mean, that's just, 2015, the year. No, come on. I mean,
okay. All right. Well, what's your main topic today? Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin versus DeBoer?
I think we're gonna take this. If your producer will be nice enough to send this to me, then yes, this will be the conversation. We'll talk about the NFL draft. We'll tie it back to Alabama. And you know, but Alabama did lose a center yesterday that was expected to really compete for that starting job. A little bit of a surprise in the portal. We're going to try to figure out, you know, what's next, because they may have something bigger and better up their sleeve. You never know what's going to break out in this day of college football. I mean, it's credit to the college football. They did it not directly, but indirectly. They've created this conversation around college football where it goes 365.
I love it. Be good, buddy. Yeah. We'll talk soon.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Yeah. Ron Fowler, 109 The Game, Tuscaloosa. Jeff Lebby will join us tomorrow at 8:30. We'll be live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Jeff Lebby, Hale State football coach, will join us at 8:30 tomorrow. You can stream it live on the Out of Bounds radio app or the zone1059.com. See ya.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.